Well, the fight against the Zika virus has been ramped up to try to eliminate the specific mosquitoes known to carry the disease in parts of the country where they live. But some parts of the country were already in an all-out war with the insects. Nancy Klingener of Here and Now contributor WLRN reports from the Florida Keys, where scientists are experimenting with a new method for killing mosquitoes.
3 times a week, a UPS truck drops off a cardboard box at an office building on Stock Island, just outside of Key West. Catherine Przinski slices open the cardboard.
So, in this white box is a styrofoam cooler.
Przinski is a research biologist with the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District.
And within the styrofoam cooler are 25 cardboard tubes full of mosquitoes.
Each tube holds 1,000 mosquitoes that make their presence known.
And that's them we can hear?
Yeah, that's them. Males are just as active as females. They buzz. I think there was a rumor going around that males don't buzz, but males definitely buzz.
What male mosquitoes don't do is bite. All the mosquitoes in these tubes are male, and they have a mission to mate with females in the wild. The males are Aedes aegypti. That's the kind of mosquito that carries Zika and dengue fever. They come from a Kentucky-based company called Mosquito Mate, and they've been infected with a bacteria called Wolbachia. Wolbachia is found in a lot of insects, but not Aedes aegypti mosquitoes.
When these males are infected and they mate with the females, it results in sterility.
The females lay eggs, but there's no next generation.
There's no larval development, no nothing. The eggs are just empty.
Since last year's Zika outbreak, mosquitoes have been a major concern in South Florida. Miami-Dade County, next-door neighbor to the Keys, had 2 areas of local transmission and hundreds of cases. The Keys only saw a handful of Zika cases, and none of them were locally transmitted.
We're fortunate here that we have a world-class mosquito control district.
Bob Eady is public health director for the Keys. The island chain was already on high alert about Aedes aegypti because Key West had an outbreak of dengue fever in 2009. The first locally transmitted cases in the U.S. in decades.
It was troubling. It's a very debilitating disease while you have it.
The Keys Mosquito Control District stepped up its efforts to eradicate Aedes aegypti then. They hired more inspectors who go house to house checking for places the mosquitoes might breed. Waking up to helicopters spraying larvicide over the island is a normal part of life in Key West. The district has an annual budget of more than $11 million. Almost $150 for every resident of the island chain.
Probably without mosquito control and air conditioning, you and I wouldn't be sitting here in Key West right now.
On a breezy morning, Catherine Przinski releases the Wolbachia mosquitoes on Stock Island. She's in an area with trailer parks and big lots where lobster traps are stored in the off-season.
Okay, so I'm going to release the first tube.
She pulls a piece of cardboard from inside the tube with most of the mosquitoes on it, but a few need some encouragement to leave the tube. The mosquitoes are released 3 times a week in a 10-acre trial site. Mosquito traps there and in a nearby control area will show whether the Wolbachia-infected males are having an effect on the overall population. Meanwhile, the first U.S. trial of genetically modified mosquitoes, also Aedes aegypti, has been proposed for the Keys. That trial won federal approval, but has been delayed after residents of the proposed testing area voted against the trial. Megan Hall was one of the opponents.
It was like, oh gosh, you know, call off the dogs already. Back off the GMO mosquito. Okay, I know it's sexy science, but just back off that for right now.
Like many GMO opponents, Hull says using the bacteria Wolbachia is a much better option for controlling mosquitoes.
Wolbachia is a naturally occurring life form. Anything genetically modified is, in my opinion, an artificially introduced invasive species.
The Wolbachia trial has been extended beyond its original 12-week period. Scientists will then evaluate the results and decide whether to continue testing this possible tool to fight the mosquitoes that carry Zika. For Here and Now, I'm Nancy Klingener.